Okay, Rabbi Isai. Start a new Mishnah here. The Geshmak is Sugya, Leich is Sugya. Belina, the after the Shia, I will give you tomorrow Makremis for next week. I'm not totally, we'll post it. We'll try to go back to that old Minig, so you'll get it earlier than later. Especially over the summer, I'm not going to be here during the week. So we're going to try, Mr. Shem, every Sunday, the end of the Shia, to give you an idea what the next week is. Zok the Mishnah. Daf Tesamad Aleph. Elu Mivin al Hazodoin Keshegeg. When we started the Mesichta, we went through this Parichas, that the whole halacha of Chatos is based on Shkogo. Right? That the Chi of Chatos comes for Shkogo, based on the Shkogo, based on the fact that you made a mistake. You overlooked, oversight, didn't know, forgot. That's the Shkogo. So now the Mishnah lists Elu Mevi'in al Hazodin Kishegek. This list bring Korbanos, even if they are bemezid, they also bring Korbanos. Habo al Hashifcha. We're going to learn more about this later on. This is a Shifcha that's a Shifcha Harufa. She's actually Mekudeshes to an Eved Ivri. We'll talk about this later on. So if somebody lives with a Shifcha Harufa, even bemezid, Finozir Shenitma, or a person who's a nozir that becomes Tomei, Ushvus Eidus, Ushvus Hapikodoin, Shvus Eidus is a person who makes a Shvushov, Shvus Hapikodin is somebody who makes a Shvur relating to a status of an item that he's watching, Beter Shema, and then it turns out he made a false Shvur. So all these cases, even though you were amazed, wasn't a mistake. You still bring a kol. Chamisha mevi'in korban echod al averos harbe. There are five that bring a korban echod on many averos. V'chamisha mevi'in korban oil v'yered. And five bring a korban oil v'yered. V'elu mevi'in korban echod al averos harbe. Habo al shifcho harufa, says shifcho means shifcho harufa, bias harbe. If he lives with a shifcho harufa, many bias, he's only chayev one korban. V'nozir, shenitmo tumo is harbe, also only brings one korban. Okay. Several points that we have to delve into in this Mishnah, mainly of which to understand if these korbanos that you bring for Zodin Kishkogo, does that mean that these are separate korbanos? They don't work with the same lundus of all the korbanos that we have in Kol HaTerekula? Or it's the same korban like all korbanos, with a caveat, there's an added condition that these korbanos you bring, even if you were amazed. Or is it a completely different type of korban? The fact that you bring it for amazed. Another interesting nekuda is that two of these korbanos, Shifcha Harufa and Nozir, are also not limited to how many averis you did. No matter how many averis you did it again, again, and again, and again, you're still only chayiv one korban. That's also very strange. One may say, well, maybe that's because since you chayiv on Shegek Kemezid, so really, the way the Bias Harbe, the way the many bias are machayev you separate korbanos, normally, let's say somebody lives with an eshes ish 10 times. So why are they chayev separate korbanos? Separate haloma, not bia, separate halomas. Each haloma, taka, if they didn't know this was an eshes ish, they didn't know this lady was an eshes ish, and they had many bias with her, they only chayev one. Right? It has to be that they will boil this woman, and then they had yediyah that she was an Eishes Ish. Then there was a haloma again in order to be mechayev a new kol. So one can arguably say that the ability for haloma to divide, to say you chayev an additional kol, is only where the shkoga is what's triggering it. So if the shkoga is triggering the korban, the yediyah is the rejection of the shkoga, right? The reversal of the shkoga. So every time you have a yediyah, it wipes away the shkoga, and now it's once upon a time again. Then you have a yediyah again, the same thing. So logically, we'd be able to simplify our Mishnah, and we'd say, because you chayev on shkoga kemezid, meaning shkoga is not the criteria by which we measure the chiyuv, so therefore, even if you did 10 beers, doesn't make a difference. It's like one long story. Because the only distinction between the additional beers is normally derived from the fact that you have the idea. Once you have the idea, that reverses the shkog and we start again. So I would say that would be the easy way to go. But as you know, we don't always take the easy way to go if it doesn't work really. And here I feel it doesn't really work, and I'll tell you why. We'll jump down for a minute. We'll jump down to the Gemara, the fourth wide line. Chamisha mevi'in korban echad al averes harbe. Ketoni, says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, habo al shifcho biyos harbe, many biyos. Minolon, how do we know many biyos? The Tanu Rabbanon, v'chiper elova koyin be'el ha'oshama ha'chatos ha'yashor choton. Melameit shemevi korban echad al averes harbe. Because it's redundant. It says, Al Chatos Le'asher Choto. Then it says, V'nislach Lo'i, Me Chatos Le'asher Choto. La'asay is Mezid Keshegek. So from the extra words, we learn out that Mezid is also Chayv. Says the Gemara, why do you need the extra Pasuk? The whole Pashad is talking about Mezid. For Kho Ki Ksiv Be Mezid Ksiv. Pasuk is talking about a Mezid. Elo Emo La'asay Shegek Mezid. That a shegeg is also chayev. Very interesting, the Gemara is saying that by shifcha charufa, it's v'nahapachu. Mezid is the main chayev korban, and shegeg is where the chiddush. They chayev on shegeg. Then the Gemara says like this, boi minei rav chanina tirno me rabbi yechanan. Habo al chomei shvochois charufois behelam achas. Mahu. Chayev al kol achas v'achas or ene chayev al achas. An interesting shayla. The Mishnah didn't discuss this. The Mishnah discussed the same shifcha charufa again and again and again and again. Only chayev one. What happens? Five shifcha charufas. That's different than the Mishnah. Okay? Now, if I would be right, the way I explained to you the Mishnah, elementary level, that the reason why by a shifcha charufa, even if you have 10 beers, you only chayev one korban, is because since it's not done through a shkoga, since even if you are mazed, you have to bring the korban, so it doesn't make a difference the fact that you forgot, remembered again, who cares? It's like one long action. Then that would not apply to five different women. That is a separate halacha. The halacha is, gufon chaluka is chayev a separate korban. That's a separate thing. For instance, somebody forgot or didn't know that there's an Isra Shesish. He didn't know. And he lived with five different women who are the status of an Shesish. The halacha is chayev five korbanos. Why is he chayev five korbanos? It's one haloma. Because guf am chalukah is, because each guf is a separate avera. That means there's different ways to trigger a new ma'is avera. One is haloma, by having, if you forget and then you do it again, or hasra, which is similar, the edim come to you again and tell you don't do it, and you do it again. That makes it into a new avera. So these are just different ways to make something into a new avera. One is your knowledge, forgetting, knowing, that makes it a new avera. And the other way, if it's guf and chalukas, if you look in Rabbeinu Yehuda, which we have here in the Ma'ariv Mekremes, the Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yehuda, he brings out that point. Small little piece here, Oizayin. Teda. Ki ashoine avera achas eser pomim. If you do one avera 10 times, harei unechshav ke oiver al averes chalukos. It's as though you were over many averes. Averes chalukos. V'chein omu rabbeisenu zecheinem levrocha. Im yoimu lenozir al tishtevu shoyse. Loike ba'achoyna kol achas v'achas. He gets malchus on each one. Okay, kimishpat oichel treifo behemetmeo v'chele v'dam. So basically, Rabbeinu Yena here in the Shari Tshuva is telling us that these are different ways. When you chayev separately, it's because it becomes a new avera. It's like the avera. When you chayev one, we look at it like one long avera. That's what he's trying to say here, Rabbeinu Yena. That if you have asros, chalukos, if the edim come to you again, tell you don't do it, and you do the same thing again, or you have halomos, by shegig, you forgot and you remembered, those are ways of making it into a new avera. So you bring a new carbon because you have another avera, new avera. Yeah. Now, by shifcha we said, the knowledge doesn't play a role because you're chayiv even if you're amazed. So the fact that you forgot and remembered and forgot and remembered, it doesn't do anything. Because you're chayiv whether you're a shegig, whether you're amazed. So the knowing doesn't change your status. Fine. But if that would be right, by gufan chalukos, where it's separate bodies, separate people, then of course you chayiv separate kabbanas. Why not? Why shouldn't you? Why should shifcha charufa be different than any avera? What's the Gemara Shaila? You'll see Tosfos even asks this kash. What's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara says, are you chayiv al kol achas v'achas? Or ain't you chayiv al achas? Chayiv on each one. What's the difference between if somebody had chomesh alomis and one shifcha? What do you mean, what's the difference? We just said what the difference is. I just explained to you. If you have 5 halomas, it doesn't make a difference, because by a shifcha you're chayiv, even if it's a shogeg or a mazit, it doesn't make a difference. So haloma doesn't play a role. What's the Gemara's question? Maishno. So now the Gemara says like this. On my way, ain't shifcha achas gufan chalukas. A shifcha achas is not 5 different people. Hey, shifcha is gufan mukhlaki. Fine. Strange habamina. What's the Gemara thinking? But it's going to get worse. Because now the Gemara says, how do you know? Says the Gemara, uminolon degabi shifcha gufan mukhlakim. How do we know? What do you mean, how do we know? Separate people, separate averis. What do you mean, how do we know? Says the Gemara, on my way, Amud gabi arayis v'isho l'chalek al kol isho v'isho. By arayis y'chayev al kol isho v'isho. Gabi shifchanam iksiv asher yishka v'es isho shichfa zera v'hi shifcha. It says again, v'hi shifcha. Lechalek al kol shifcha v'shifcha. It's coming to separate each shifcha. Comes out from our Gemara that without a new pasuk, this extra pasuk, if somebody would live with 5 shifcha charufos, he would only bring 1 chatas. Why? Kol atarukul gufan chalukos. So look at Tosfos. Teimo. Top Tosfos. Tell someone Bey is the top Tosfos. Temo. The hocha be'ino lechalek. Over here the Gemara requires a posuk. Lechalek. Afo gav de gufon muchlokim. He says, and look at the rest of Shas. The hocha be'perek oisoi ve'ez benoi and in meseches chulin. The gabi shechting the mother and the child the same day. Lo yisishke tu be'ye mechot. Pshita the chayiv, kabi shochto vakach shochat baneho. Mishim de gufon muchlokim. Each body, you chayiv another kol. What's the problem? What's the Gemara thinking over here? Not only what's the Gemara thinking, but according to the Gemara's maskona, without a posuk, Yitaka will be potter. You wouldn't be chayiv a separate kol for each shifch. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosa says, Afgav the Legako, Vachain the Kamon Baparak Omulo, Amidun Shabbos is Kigufandam. And this is a lengthy Gemara in Mesech Shabbos, Tafayin Gimel, in Koa Tera Kula. If you have a separate goof, you have a separate call. Why? Because as I explained, by definition, each body is a new Avera. When it's one body, then we look at it one long Avera. When it's separate goofy, we look at it like separate Averas. So what's the whole Shaila here? The whole thing is a plea. That's talking about Tosis doesn't take Tzorachi and Tosis Tamar, it's a Pella, it's Mamish a Pella, the Gemara. Same thing. Chayav al kol behemu behemu. It's poshut. When all over Shas, gufun chalukos is an elementary thing. It's aleph beis. We talk to learn out of the posik of Isha by Arayas, but then that becomes the base level, kol haterakula. If you have separate gufim, it's a separate korbanos. The whole Gemara is a pella. Like I said, in the Mishnah alone, we didn't have such a problem. Because the Mishnah alone, we could have said it's all based on Haloma, and since by Shifcha Charufa, Shkoga is not what makes a difference, so we had an easy way out. But once we got into the Gemara, you see that we're not thinking in the right channel. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that this whole Nazir thing, how this Nazir thing comes here into the Sugya. Okay? Nazir, we also learn out that Yechayev on Mezid, Oynes, Chayev, right? Also, because it doesn't depend on Shkoga by Nazir. But Nazir is very unique, L'chayev. Nazir has nothing to do with Avera. By Nazir, even though you did an Avera when you became Tomei, but the reason why you have to bring a korban, like the Gemara says later, is to start the new Naziris. That's why it's one of the Mechusrei Kapala. By a Nazir, you have to bring the korban Naziris to be able to start the new Naziris. And that's our Gemara. Let's finish the Gemara here to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Man Tane, that by Nazir, if you have many tumas, you bring one korban. Omar Av Chista Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehudi de Omar. Naziris the Tahara Meshvi the Chai Lale. Naziris Tahara starts already the seventh day. Umishkachas like going Shenitma Beshvi, Vechosov and Itma Beshvi. He became Tomei the seventh day. The next week again, he became Tomei the seventh day. That's the only way we could have such a Metzias, that it's a new Tumor. Because if a person becomes Tomei on day one, and then on day four he becomes Tomei again, it's not a new Tumor. He's still Tomei, it's the same Tumor. You only have to bring one call. The Rebbe holds that the Naziris the Tahara, Kivan Amar Rebbe Naziris the Tahara, Shmini Lechai Laleh. So there's nothing to bring a new korban for. It's all one long Naziris. Kulo Tumah Richti. V'idin Nitma B'Shmini, because of Nitma B'Shmini, if it already was the eighth day, then of course you have two korbanos. Kivan Yotza Shor Shulah V'Korban, Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas. And then the Gemara brings the price. Tang the Kiddush, Bein Avos Kabbalos, the Rabbi by Yehuda, the very Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, and Bein Taklacht. Okay, that's the Gemara. So now Nazir Lachaira, the reason why he brings a Kom when he is, even if he's amazed, it's Pashut why, because it's not for a Chet, right? So Nazir L'Chora doesn't even belong in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there are these that Mevi'in Elu, Mevi'in Al-Azod in Kishkoga. The following bring a Korban on Mezid Kishkoga. You know, Balkari also brings a Korban if he's a Mezid. Whether he became a Balkari B'Shoigig or became Balkari B'Mezid. Over there you don't need a Pasuk. Why not? Because nothing to do with the Chet. It's a Mechusa Kapora. Right? Or Yeledes brings a korban if she was a shegeges or a mezid. What does a shegeges and mezid have to do with it? It's a mechusa kapora. So the obvious question is, what in the world is Nazir doing in our mission? What's it even doing in our mission? To further complicate it, we'll go through the Gemara now. We'll go back to the Gemara the beginning of the Gemara, just to get to where we left off. Habal Shifcha. Okay, first the Gemara brings the Pasuk. V'chiper ala ha-koyin be'el oshem ha-chatasei ha-shechoto. We said this in the Mishnah. Melameid shemevi kobenechon ala ha-veros ha-be. V'nislachem ha-chatasei ha-shechoto, la-asei shekei kemez. Nozer shenit me-minola. How do we know a nozer brings, whether he's a shegig or a mezit? Dichsiv, ki yomus meis olov bepesah pisoi, pesah as a shegig, v'cheinu oimer bepesah b'leya eva hidofo, it is by a rotzeach, that's a shegig, pisoim ze oines. V'cheinu oimer v'ayim ha-Hashem pisoim el Moshe, this week's parsha. Pisoim means oines. Tan yidoch pisoim is mezit. V'cheinu oimer, a smart person, when he sees something bad, he's involved, he runs away. And an idiot, they stayed there, they walked away slowly, and they got punished. But the bottom line is, we see the word pisoim is used by a mezid too. Why does it have to say pesa pisoim? We already know shogeg and mezid, the mashma shogeg, mashma mezid, the mashma ines. The Gemara says no. Mezid voines kidoma. Umashma nami shogeg. It's mashma both. Dichsiv pesi yamin l'chol dova. Loi nichtev kro pesi. Pesa. Ikos av kro pisoim. The mashma shogeg. Umashma mezid. Umashma ines. I would say ki maizi kom b'shogeg. Like me did have yakolot erikule. But ines and mezid eim aloi. Kos av achmona pesa. The shogeg will glue you the pisoim. The ines and mezid will afilo chichai v'rachmon. So the Gemara basically says, since it says Pesah and Pisoim, so we learn out from the two that whether you're a Shogeg, Mezid, or Oines, no matter what, you bring a kol. Now Oines, we never bring a kol. Kol HaTerekula, Oines, Oines is, Oines command the Loyobat. So why do you bring a kol from here? So if you look in the Rambam, in Ilchish Kogos, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches. Kol Amevi Korban Al Azodoin. Anybody who brings Korban Al Azodoin Kishkoga, Im Hoya Onus Potu Minakol. It's Potu from Kol. Right? What does the Rambam mean? Because even if you're a, even if it's an Oinus, even if it's a, even if you're Chayiv on Mezid, but Oinus is Potu. The Rambam doesn't even say except for Nozir. The ain't so chloima al sharaveris. She ain't a chayiv chatasel al shigigosim hoyoinis potu. Says the Rambam, of course, stam and kol haterekula, avadi yipotu if you're an oinis. If you only bring it if you're a shogeg, avadi yipotu. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Rikalkus. There's a lechem Mishnah on this also later on. What does the Rambam mean here? What happened to Nozir? The Tam Lomo Anozir Chayev Boines, and then he gives the Psukim. Nizbar B'Perek Mechusrei Kapora Bayos. V'Ainu Mishum Nichsiv Pesa Pisaim. Pesa Zeshegeg Pisaim Ze Oines. U'midi Itzri Chachmona L'Buye Oines Bin Nozir. Mashma De Ba'alma Pot. So Nozir is the only case that you ever have, ever, that you chayiv to bring a korban, even if you were an oinus. What's the explanation? Very simple. Because it has nothing to do with the avera. That's the simple explanation. Has nothing to do with the avera. If it has nothing to do with the avera, so that's why the nozer is not called a avarian that needs a kapora for a chet that he did. All he needs is to start his Naziris to Tahara, and that requires the Korbanos. Finished. So it just strengthens our original question, especially when we look at the Rambam, why did our Mishnah list Nazir? The Rambam doesn't even count Nazir here in this halacha. Because, L'chaira, because Nazir has nothing to do with it. Nazir is not nothing to do with an Avera, has nothing to do with anything. That's another problem I have here in the sugya, how this whole Nozer piece fits into our sugya. It's another great difficulty. So, I want to be oimid on one other nekuda, which we have here in the Minchas Chinuch. It's also in your Maamar Makomos here. Shkoyach to Naftali. Normally in Kol HaTerech Kula, there's a rule that a mumar doesn't bring a kol. Zevach Hashem Teyeva, Shav Midiyosei Mevi Kolben, Eini Shav Midiyosei Eini Mevi Kolben. There's a rule in Kol HaShas that a mezid doesn't bring a kol, that a mumar doesn't bring a kol. L'chayra, if you have a guy here that went five times b'mezid on a Shifcha Charufa, the guy's as mumar as you get. You're not doing a shidduch with him. The guy is 100% pure mumar. So how does he have a kol? What's the kol mean? So the Minchas Chinuch says very interestingly, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, a little piece, Ois Chavov, V'mhoya mumo limo be'ektish b'mezid v'shogag chayiv kol, the gabi chatas kosov le'el de'ein mekablim mitam mumor mitam de'ein shov midios ayin rambam peregimu imaise karbonos halocha dalu peregimu zayin nire de'osho mekablim by me'ilu we would the apsukim she'nilmodim dimnim alolu b'chulin u'b'hoiri se'im ra'a gabi chatas im kein zeros ha'kosov u'v'loi b'osho kein nivre midivre ha'rambam de'loi kosov din zerak b'chatas. If you look on the bottom, Oyster Zion in the Magia on the bottom, the Raya goes through because of after Shivri Charufa, Mabal, Amazik, and Shoigig, Mikomoka, and Mumuru. So he's bothered. He's asking from our Sugya. The guy's amazed. The guy who lived with the Shivri Charufa, and he lived with her Chamisha Bias, it's Chayiv one Asham, he's a Mumur. The guy is a pure mumar. He's as pure as it gets. How do you bring a kol? So really, from mumar, the Minchas Chinuch is talking about Hashem Me'ilus there. We don't know. It's not muchach. But from Shifcha Charufa, it's black and white that a mumar brings a kol, even though he's a mumar. So that's a tremendous chiddush. Now, where does that come from? L'chayr al-Gemara brings psukim for everything else. Zot Zodin Kishkogo, Ar brings Raias to. Where does the Torah, Marbe, you could say, well, das liegt in them. The fact that Yechayev on Mezid, das liegt in them. Now, Mezid is really not such a Raya, because there's a Tosfos in Chulin, on Daf Yudalit, that talks about somebody who Sheikhet Peshambas or Biyom HaKippurim. You probably remember this from the Daf, it's not so long ago. The Gemara there says, "Hashoichei peshabes ubiyom haKippurim, af al pi shemischai benafshoi shchitos ikshero." It's a Mishnah Chum. So over there, Tosfos asks, "Why don't we say it's a mumar? Shchit is possible." So there's different tirutzim to this kash. Don't become a mumar till the end of shchit. Some say you only become a mumar if you're over the shana. Just one time doesn't make you into a mumar. You got to be again redundancy. But here, the Mishnah said, even if you come Chomesh Bilois, Shifcha Charufa, he's up amazed. It's Chayiv on all of them. So I want to try to analyze this also. Why would this be different? Why would there be a din that by a regular Chatos, a Mumer is Mufka, cannot, and here, he would. Now, this Nakuda that I mentioned to you, that L'chayr and Hashem Naziris is different, is really a brisker of. It doesn't answer our question, he just says a fact, factual information, that the korban of a Nazir has nothing to do with a chet, like the mashmois of the Gemara. It says like this. This Brisker Rav is found in Meseches Nozir, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, in the stencil of the Brisker Rav. Nira Loima, says the Brisker Rav, the Ikir Korban, the Korban Nozir Tomei, Einoi Shayich L'maise Tumen. It's not because he did an Averi, he became Tomei, he has to bring a Korban. Says the Brisker Rav, Elo Mishum Iker Hadin, Lemechal Alei Nezirus de Tahara. In order for him to be have Nezirus de Tahara, he needs to bring a call. Nothing to do with the Avera, says the Brisker Rav. And then he says, the Brisker Rav himself says, Omnam ayin b'meseches krisus. He says, look in meseches krisus. The abo mevim al azod en kishkoga. The kachoshiv shom nozir. Tome. Mashma sheze shakob on shayach gam be'eis atume. Hamechayvose bekom. So Brisker Rav doesn't answer our question. He just says a fact. He says two facts. Fact number one is that the Korban Nazir doesn't come for the Chet. Comes to start Nazirus to Tahara. Then he says, but on the other hand, we're pulled in the other direction from our mission, which seems to list it alongst the Chayov and Al-Zod and Kishgoga. So the Brisker Rav is telling us we have a problem here. And like I said, to add to the problem, we have the Rambam that says that by Nazir, you chayiv even on the Oynes. Kol HaTerakul, you're not chayiv on Oynes. That's further proof, L'chayra, that has nothing to do with a chet. Now just to add to the confusion, again, I'm trying to make it clear, but just to add one more step of confusion, is that Rebbe Elazar HaKapor, the famous Rebbe Elazar HaKapor, in many places in Shas, he says a Nazir is a chayte. So the Gemara makes a chilek. When is a nozer a choyte? The Gemara says a nozer is a choyte if he was a nozer tome is a choyte. When it says v'chiper olav al shachot al anefesh, it's talking about a nozer tome. So Blazer HaKapor makes a pshora. A regular nozer is not called a sinner, but a nozer tome, he's called a choyte. My kasha to you is, but now that we have an hour sugya, that nozer tomei includes shoygeg, mezid, and oines, how could that make you into a choyte? You could have been tomei boines. You also called a nozer tomei. When the pasuk says v'chipa al me'asher tomei al anefesh, it's talking about even an oines. So how could Rebbe Elazar say that you have a din of a choyte if the tomb itself was boines? No, but then you'd be even a nozer tor would be a choyte. But he says, no, a nozer tor, that's one pshat. One pshat, and the Gemara says, that should see Asa min ayayit. But then there's another chiluk between nozer tor and a nozer tome. So I'm saying on the tzad that a nozer tome is yes a choyte. And a nozer tor is not a choyte. It's shvel a choy from our sugi, because our sugi is saying nozer tome includes shoygeg, Mazid and Oynes. And like the Kesef Mishnah saying, Oynes is not in the parasha. Oynes is not a chet. Rabbi Kivego says on Oynes, Rabbi Kivego in Ksubis says on Oynes, there's no even kamalei b'derabim in it. If you remember, there's a Rabbi Kivego like that in Ksubis. It's not called a Mais Aver even, according to many. According to many, it's not even called a Mais Aver. Okay, so I want to try to be mevaya this concept. I think we'll have a little more clarity in the sugya. Also, nozir, the whole thing will, I think, be much clearer. And I'm going to have to do this in a couple of minutes because I have a chasna this morning and I have a shir before the chasna, so I have to really be in the shower now. But so, the pshat I want to tell you is like this. The when we talk about these abo mevi and al azod and kishkoga, right, clearly, like the Brisker Rav is saying in Nozir, clearly that means it has something to do with avera. That's the whole point. Abo mevi dem al azod and kishkoga, and that's the Brisker Rav's question. Why is Nozir counted in that? It doesn't fit the list. So I want to tell you that it's muchach from our Gemara that these four people bring because of a chet. Period. End of story. These four people bring a korban has something to do with chet. And that's why it's called al-azodah and kishkoga. But there's a very, very big difference that's hidden. But it's a very big difference in the korban, lufiani yizdaiti, from these two korbanos. The difference, I think, is like this. A regular korban is there for a mechaper. A regular korban comes to be mechaper the chet. The primary objective of a korban, a regular korban, korban chatos, right, is to give you a kapora. It's really totally rachamim. It's a favor for you. You have a kapora. In fact, the Gemara says, we'll have this later on, ein memashkin in ala kaporas. Bezin doesn't even force you. It's not a maisa bezin. It's not an oinish. Bezin comes. It's a kapora. You want to have a kapora? Have a kapora. You don't want to have a kapora? Go jump in the lake. Ein memashkin in ala kaporas. It's one of the pshatim in the Gemara in Makis, Tav Bezim and Bez, where the Gemara says that if you hold that koifer, if your ox kills an eved, it's if you hold kufra kaporo, so the edim zoymimim, they don't get koifel. So Rashi on the spot over there says, because loy horak shoyrim odom, because the edim zoymimim, their ox didn't kill anybody. So everybody asks on the Gemara, on Rashi, what do you mean? Well, that's every Azam is like that. The Adam Zaymim, always you give them an oinish for what they wanted to do to the other person. And the Pashuk Shat and Rashi, and it's Mavur like that in the Ritva, is that if Koifer is a Kapora, then we don't force a guy to pay Koifer. Ema Mashkin and Allah Kaporas. He pays Koifer if he wants to pay Koifer. If he doesn't want to pay Koifer, he doesn't pay Koifer. So it's not Shaykh Hazam on that. Hazam is only after Gemal Din. You can only put onto the Edim Zoymimim something which they put onto the Nidoin. But here, they never put that onto the Nidoin. Because the Nidoin would have had a choice then. Yes, no. Bezin would have told him, you should do it. But Eim Mashkin and Al Kaporos? So, that's a regular korban. A regular korban, Chatos is a Kaporah. Now, could you say that licked? It lies in the korban also a punishment? Absolutely. The punishment is a kapora. I'm not saying it's not a punishment at all. It's a kapora. But there are certain things that are primarily a kapora, and the oinish facilitates a kapora, and there are things which are primarily an oinish, and it could be that will also give you a kapora. But it's primarily an oinish. L'moshel, knas. Knas, if somebody steals, he's chayef kefal. That's called a knas. That's an oinish. Do you get a kapora from it? Absolutely. That's why somebody who's if somebody's a ganav, he pays kefal. A gazlan doesn't pay kefal. A ganav needs more kapora because he's scared of people. He's not scared of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yeah. So avad it's a kapora, but kefal is primarily an oinish. You may get a kapora from it, but if we identify it, we don't identify it as a kapara, we identify it as an einish. When we identify a korban chatos, we identify a korban chatos as a mechaper. It's there to give you a kapara, that's what it's there for. That's the shem that it has. Now, by the arbor, shemevidim al azodin dishkogo, I want to tell you the pshat is that by those four, primarily it's an einish. Primarily it's an oinish. It's an oinish. And that's why if somebody's amazed, doesn't pater him from an oinish. Amazed may make you not royal a kapora. Doesn't pater you from a punishment. You did it on purpose, I'll give you another patch. You know what I mean? I did it by amazed to get a bigger patch. We're not by a regular cult, my guy's amazed, we say, okay, you're not royal a kapora. You have to first do tshuva and this, that. Like the Gemara says in Makkos, somebody kills somebody b'mezid without asro or whatever, he doesn't go to bed, doesn't go to Ari Miklut, because the Gemara says because he's not royal kapora, is he royal oinish? For sure, give him a good patch, but he's not royal kapora. And if you learn that Ari Miklut is primarily a kapora, he's not royal. Huh? We didn't get there yet. Where are you running? You mean you're worried about my shower? All right, we'll get it. So Lamaisa, the pshat is like this. So the pshat is that these are averas. Each one of these things is an avera. And for an avera, yechayev. Now we understand, let's first jump. I'll go in the order of what we asked it from. Now let's jump to Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa is because you did a Maisa Avera. Maisa Avera Yechayev and Oynish. By Oynishim there's an interesting halacha. Mishum Risha Achas Atom Achayevoi V'yatom Achayevoi Mishum Shtei Rishis. By Oynishim it's very often that you could get one Oynish for many Averas. You can get such a thing. When the Torah was Mechadish, that by a Shifcha Charufa, even if you lived kama v'kama bias with the same woman, you only bring one chatas. That may mean that by shifcha charufa, one oinish for many averas. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then gufan also won't make a difference. Gufan chalukas makes a difference by a korbanos where you need a kapora. You need a kapora for each mais avera separately. There's no din risha achas atamachayva by korbanos. Right? No such thing. If a person does one act that has in it 20 averis, he has to bring 20 chatoris. There's no din risha achas. But by oinshim, there is a risha achas. So that answers why the Gemara needed a separate pasuk by shifcha charufa, that yichayev one korban, even if it was many women. Yichayev separate korbanos if it's several women. Tosfos asked Tamar, Teretz is, by regular korbanos, where it's kapora, it's a svara. But here, where the korban is being brought as an oinish, and the Torah already was megala that even if you have many halomas, you only bring one, so maybe you don't need to bring another korban. That's pshat. Now we understand the havamina very well. In fact, that would be the maskala, if not for a pasuk. Now we come to nozir. Nozir, I want to tell you, is very simple. Nozir is also that way. Avada the Brisker Rav is right that you wouldn't be, that primarily the Nozir can't start his new Naziris without bringing a korban. But the reason is because the Torah says before he could start his new Naziris, he has to take care of becoming Tomei. So it is an oynish for what happened. Ah, you'll tell me, but kol ha-teira kula, you're not chayev al noinis. I want to tell you a poshut pshat. What I think is poshut. The Ol Sameach has a whole shaila. If somebody puts himself in a matzav of oinis, if we even call that an oinis, you put yourself in a situation. Say, well, now I'm an oinis. I jumped off the bridge. Now I'm an oinis. Shkoyach, you put yourself in a matzav. Who asked you? The nozir, like Tzvi said, Bamas, the nozir is a chayte, why do you, Tzvi, and Ayayin, what are you putting yourself in a situation? Once you put yourself in a matzav, now the Torah says, even if it happened by mistake, we go back to the nezirus. Why did you make yourself into a nozir to begin with? You put yourself into a matzav, and therefore you're responsible, even for an oinus. And therefore, an oinus is not a real oinus. And that explains why the Rambam by us doesn't list chutz min ha-nozir, because a nozir is not the kind of oinus that we're talking about here. Here in Hilchos Kogos, when the Rambam says that even the people that bring a korban, al hazad in kishkogos, says the Rambam, but if he's oinus, potu min ha-korban. Frek the kesef mishnah, what happened to nozir? Nozir is not the oinus that we're talking about here, because nozir put himself into the matzah. And that's why he's called a nozir chayte. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, and that's why there's an oynish. There's an oynish for you making yourself a nozir. Which, you're not an oynish. Nobody forced you to become a nozir. You became a nozir, you put yourself in a situation that you're open to this kind of a thing happening to you. So that's also a problem. Now, boys, I just want to give you the ma'amar kremis for next week. We're going to be doing just a small sugi here. Hamakan el Ishtoi, the Mishnah. We're going to go to the next Mishnah. It's a little piece of Gemara. Okay, so from Mishnah to Mishnah. And we're going to be going into, I'll give you the Rambam's Hilchos. Yes, if you could look up the Dalet Hilchos Soter, Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchos Soter, Halacha Tezayin. And the Rambam in Perek Hei, Mechusar Kapor, Halacha Ches. And I'll give Naftali a couple other things. Okay, have a good week.